in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. A lot more than we had before. So take me to the nearest store. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's
okay, good afternoon, everybody. This is James Martinez, and I believe I have a special person on the line today with me today, Robbie Newell. Hello, Robbie.
Well, not special, but I'm here for the ailing Mr. Stadtmuller.
Oh, yeah, I heard that he's a little bit under the weather.
Yes.
So glad you're here.
Teaching for not washing his hands.
Yeah, yeah. Happy New Year to you, by the way.
You too, brother.
Thanks.
And I've got no idea what the show format is, so I'm following your lead here.
All right. As you may or may not know, this whole entire broadcast is about the credit card industry. And the economy, obviously, is related to the credit card industry and how consumers deal with that. How for the past year or so, probably, I've been in the dealing with the credit card industry and helping people with take care of their credit cards probably about 8 years now. So the topic basically that we cut through here is how people deal with the credit card industry, how they're dealing with the pending economic collapse that's about to happen right now, and how people deal with that. But one of the things I wanted to check, did you happen to see there was a woman by the name of Susie Orman that appeared on Larry King Live a couple nights ago?
Yes.
Did you happen to catch that?
Well, I've caught her show a couple of times.
In other words,
I know who she is and what she's all about.
Right. Okay, that's good enough right there.
As far as it's one of those things. I'm actually surprised that they actually have a show dedicated to that.
Yeah, actually, I'm surprised too. I happened to catch that a couple nights ago on Larry King Live, and as I've mentioned here many, many, many times, Susie Orman was essentially created and went mainstream by Oprah Winfrey. She's supposed to be an expert in the credit card industry and financial industry, and as you probably know, she's not given the whole picture of the truth and how it operates in credit cards and the real truth about the credit card industry. She was lying through her teeth. And it seemed to me, just based upon watching her, that I could see in her face that she knows she's not even telling the truth, and she's misleading consumers about the impending economic situation in the U.S., as well as how to deal with their credit cards on how they work now. You're pretty aware of Susie Orman and her books and TV show. Oh, sure.
You also got to understand who she works for.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's an easy thing to figure out.
Absolutely.
Because
how long have you been watching her? How long have you been watching her?
Oh, she is one of those irritating hosts to watch. So I haven't spent any time watching her show from start to finish. I just seem to stop when I'm flipping through the channels.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the things I looked at it the other night, and I looked at it, I'm like, oh no! For the millions and millions and millions of people that watched that and got completely lied to and disinformed, some of the information she was talking about, I'm going to get into after the break, and then I am going to give you the truth as I've always done in relation to that, and we will get started on that right after this.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code, or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Okay, we are back with Robbie Noel sitting in for John Stadtmiller today. This is James Martinez. This is Cashflow. Robbie, so we were talking about Susie Orman. For those of you that have been listening to this broadcast, you know as well as I do that there's been a lot of material that's been put out. I don't know if you've seen these movies or not, Robbie. Obviously, you've probably seen Freedom of Fascism, correct?
Yep.
And absolutely. Have you? Yeah, absolutely right. And did you see Maxed Out, the movie?
Oh, sure.
Okay, so you've seen those. And for everybody that I know, we spoke when John was on during the week that I've called the directors and emailed them and said, "Listen, we need to get copies of that movie so we can sell them here." For those of you that cannot find it in Blockbuster, you can find it at Netflix, and I believe you can probably get that online. So if you're looking for copies of that to watch as part of your education, you may do so by probably going online to Netflix, and you will find it there. So, Robbie, I want to get your opinion. John and I spoke about a story that you probably already know about, the supposedly death of the Treasury Secretary, Mr. Paulson. Do you have any comments about that?
Yeah, it's bogus.
It's bogus. Sure. Now, let me tell. I would love to hear why you think that's bogus, because I don't know for sure at all.
Well, because Mr. Paulson is currently, I think, within the next 45 minutes, going to be with the president, I believe, in the Rose Garden. the president's going to be offering a new economic stimulus plan, and he's been meeting with members of what we affectionately call the Plunge Protection Team.
Which is the Plunge Protection Team.
Various government agencies such as U.S. Treasury, Controller of the Currency, and the head of the Federal Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, whoever started that story is just south of being completely delusional.
Okay, so why would that story be started? What would the purpose of doing a story like that?
I believe the author of that story is a guy by the name of Christopher Story.
Mm-hmm.
He has been known to have put out numerous bogus stories in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And if you ever see a byline with Christopher Story as the author, just bypass it.
Right, right. Because I checked yesterday when I spoke to John about that, or a couple days ago, and I had no way of verifying any of that stuff, and I saw the story all over the web and different news groups all over the place.
Yeah,
and
but you got to look at the source.
Yeah, absolutely. But my question is, what purpose, what's the motivation factor for doing something like that?
It's hard to evaluate delusional people and why they do certain things.
Right. That's true. That's very true.
I mean, even a rudimentary search of the internet should have thrown up a lot of red flags for anybody that even thought that story was true.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is go to the U.S. Treasury's website, and they have the itinerary of Mr. Paulson there, and obviously it's a bogus story.
Interesting. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that either information or disinformation is sent out and what the purpose of it is, of course, because I've been watching that for quite some time. Mostly because I'm interested in the economics for individual consumers out there. Primarily, that's what I've dealt with entirely for the last 8 years. And back to Susie Orman. For everybody that was watching that broadcast, all you need to do is take some time out, watch those three movies, In Debt We Trust, Freedom to Fascism, and also Maxed Out. And that will tell you pretty much right there the state of the economy, the state of credit cards, how it was done, why it was done, what it means to you. For those of you that are come through the holidays, you're now loaded with even more debt than you had before after the holidays, you can do the following by calling this number. It's 888-213-7655. As you know, we've had Brad Daly on here from Court Mediation Services that's been helping people get rid of that stuff. Or you may email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. Now, Robbie, did you happen to know Aaron Russo very well? Did you ever get to meet him?
No, I interviewed him once or twice on one of my shows. I never got to meet him personally.
Now, there's a part in that movie that towards the end where he was talking to one of the Rockefellers or Rothschilds that had come to him and he befriended, and the conversation that he had with him regarding the view of the public on how they view the public and how their attitudes toward the public are in relation to what they're doing to them, enslaving them, and so forth. Have you ever had a chance to discuss with anybody on that financial level their attitude of the public?
Well, I mean, when you're dealing with bankers, bankers are bankers,
right?
And they will do whatever it takes to enhance their bottom line. It was the bankers, obviously, who influenced members of Congress with large amounts of cash to revamp the bankruptcy laws. One may say their timing was very good, because obviously they revamped the the bankruptcy laws when a lot of people thought that we were living in the Goldilocks economy.
Right.
And not many people saw much problem with revamping, and there was absolutely no public outcry in changing of the bankruptcy laws, which served to benefit the bankers so that they could bundle up, just like the subprime mortgage debacle that we faced, where bankers piled good mortgages with bad mortgages together and sold them to investors all over the world. And now we can see these little time bombs going off all over the place. Well, they did the same thing. They've done the same thing with credit cards and auto loans.
Right.
And now that car owners and credit card holders can no longer escape paying off the credit card companies, it shouldn't come as a shock or surprise to many people out there that the coming credit card crisis we're going to face is more than likely going to dwarf the subprime crisis.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. Because, absolutely.
Well, sure, because, I mean, we can already see current stats in the last 30 days. Arrears in credit card payments are up 26% from October, and this is according to a study done by Associated Press. Accounts that are delinquent by 90 days or more have risen 50%, and outright defaults, when the bank pretty much just gives up on ever getting paid, has risen by 18% to where it's currently sitting at $1 billion. And because of this is the reason why within the bankruptcy law, it gives credit card issuers the right that even if you are late on paying your utility bills, they can jack you up to the maximum interest rate.
That's right. Absolutely.
A lot of people don't realize that their credit card interest rate is now sitting at 30%. And a lot of people at this end of the month are going to get another shock when they find out that their minimum payment, which most people pay, the minimum payment has doubled.
That's
and,
right.
And there's no escaping that interest rate payment. And subsequently, it's you know, people don't have their home equity ATM machine anymore. So
that's exactly right.
And so now they've gone to their credit cards, and they don't even realize at this point in time how they are going to get fleeced by, you know, 30% interest rate charges.
We had Brad Daly on a couple weeks ago, and I asked him, because I've been watching people and what the highest interest rates are that credit cards enforce on people, and the highest I've seen is 32%. And I asked, so have you heard anything higher than that? And he said, yeah, Bank in Scotland, UBS, I think it's called. I don't remember the credit card name, but they were charging 51% on a card of an individual he was dealing with. And that is the highest I've ever heard of. I've usually heard people that miss something, and it goes up to 32%, and then it's all over, because then they'll never be able to meet their minimum. It's completely impossible for them to catch up in normal scenarios, because even though the credit card companies are supposed to not be using the universal default agreement, because they started that, they said they were going to stop doing that. At least Citibank said they were going to stop doing that. Of course, they never did. So if you hit skyrocket up to 31% or 32% on one card for being late, they jack up everything else and punish you for 6 months on all of your cards. So it's basically over for somebody that's on a budget and there's nowhere to go. And my question for you, Robbie, is why do you think that when they passed that new bankruptcy law, nobody did anything about it? And we'll get to that right after this break, but I want to get your opinion on that.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All righty, we're back with Robbie Noel. Robbie, I asked you before the break. I wanted to get your opinion on when they did the new bankruptcy law and that went forth. Why do you think the public didn't have a major outcry about that?
Well, you got to think back to when the law was passed. It was, I believe, if the month serves me correctly, it was October of 2005.
Mm-hmm.
And in October of 2005, real estate was still the hottest market on the planet. There were no problems in real estate, or we didn't have, nobody even knew what subprime actually meant at that point in time. And so when people were fat and sassy,
yeah.
Nobody worried about a change in the bankruptcy law because everybody thought that everything's fine. I got a couple $100,000 equity in my home. I'm not going to file for bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so that's why I think it was, you could say it was fortuitous for the financial institutions to push for it at the time, but my mind says to me they knew full well what was coming down the pike.
Mm-hmm.
And they instituted that at the most opportune time that they could have to get it passed through. Because if they had to put it this way, if they were trying to ram through a bankruptcy reform measure mm-hmm. today,
right.
Trust me on this one, it would never have flown.
Right.
Because
I know that in the I think it was In Debt We Trust or Maxed Out, they talked about how MBNA financed that whole thing. And they put it through, and they were the ones that initiated that. And you know, I think there's a little clip on there with, you know, they show Bush signing it, and all these guys behind the background are all standing there with big grins on their faces. But again, one of the things I try and do is empower people on this program, not only to find the facts and do their investigation and get their education, but do something about it at the same time. Because I think we're in this situation because most people are just completely cut off from what's going on. They don't feel like they have any ability to change anything. That, I think, has changed. I don't know if you agree with me or not, because we have a possible president coming in, Ron Paul, that could change everything. And what's your opinion of that? Do you think he's going to make it? That's what I want to know, because a lot of people, they want him to go in, but they've completely changed their vote, because I've talked to people out here and they said, yeah, I'm definitely voting for Ron Paul, but I don't think he's going to make it, and they're not going to let him in, so I'm changing my vote to this person. What do you think about that?
Well, if I had said to you 6 months ago that mm-hmm. Ron Paul would achieve a 10% leading up, after the Iowa caucuses of last night, most people would have said you're crazy. It would never happen. Now, obviously, I was hoping that sanity would reign in Iowa last night, but apparently the wind chill factor and the weather has obviously frozen the ability of Iowans to think correctly.
Right.
But he came in fourth, an amazing stat in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Huckabee won solely because of the socialist evangelicals that went out to vote for him.
That's right.
And bring on New Hampshire, because Ron Paul stunned his critics last night. So
yeah, I love that.
I'm very optimistic.
Good.
I have to be optimistic, otherwise I'm going to have to leave the country.
Right, I understand. I completely understand. No, I've had lots of people out here, as you well know, or maybe you don't. I'm in Beverly Hills, California. I work in the entertainment industry as well. And a lot of people, it's all TV media fallout people that have not managed to look other places other than CNN, MSNBC, and the main television places to learn about this guy. Most of it, as you probably well know, is done through a grassroots measure. And all of you that are listening, by the way, we got new listeners, I just found out, in Sweden. So now we got people listening in Russia, Sweden, Ireland, London, Canada, and Brazil now, all of which I'm so surprised how the rest of the world is watching the election here very closely, because nobody can believe from the emails that I receive why us, meaning the public, have allowed the things that have happened financially and other, you know, with the war and everything to occur. And
The whole political landscape is going to change within the next 3 to 6 months when when people, unfortunately, are going to be forced to reevaluate the candidates because of the economic meltdown that we are witnessing even as we speak. I mean, right now, you've got the Dow Jones Industrials off well over 200 points. The Dow's below 13,000. NASDAQ is off 80 points. S&P is off 27 points. The whole economic system is unraveling, and unfortunately, even though the president is going to come out in half an hour and offer an economic stimulus package, all he's simply doing is going to pour more fuel onto the fire.
Right.
And it is going to exacerbate an already exacerbated – I don't even know if that's a word, but I just made it up. the current situation.
Mm-hmm. All right. More when we get back with Robbie. I'm James Martinez. John Statmiller is out for the day and probably return on Monday. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Alrighty, we are back. We are back. This is James Martinez. Robbie Noel is sitting in for John Stattmiller today. And one of the things I wanted to address here today, I have gotten some emails from individuals across the country that are nervous about phone callers and collectors and that whole story. Well, I want to, Robbie, let people know how it works here. It's real easy. When you have a credit card problem, obviously some of you are in a situation where you're getting calls from collectors or letters from collectors. Here's the first rule. Number one, do not engage over the phone with anybody about your financial situation ever, especially credit card companies, especially when you're in trouble, because of the fact the people on the other line are, one, they want you to engage to find out what you have, where you stand, and what they expect to get. So never speak to them over the phone because you're not required to. And secondly, if you're going to engage them via letter with certified return receipt letters and or letters that are sent regular mail, because of the fact that if you're initiating them to cease communication, you need to do it in writing always. I know some of you have are reacting out of fear because of you're not sure what your rights are and what you need to do for the situation. Obviously, if you're in a situation now where you've got tons of credit card debt, there's nowhere to go, you've been cornered in, like Robbie says, the interest rates are gone through the roof, you can't handle it anymore, you've tuned into the right place, you need to email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. and I will give you some information about that. Now, the second part of what happens, and I will tell people that how this works. When you're late on a card, usually, not always, but I expect the worst here, they will raise the interest rate to the highest it can possibly go, and then they will do it for all of your cards, all at the same time. Regardless of what your history is, regardless of how great you think you are paying them all off or how consistent you've been, they will raise it up, usually up for 6 months. At that point, most of you are not going to be able to pay that, and you're going to start defaulting, and then they're going to start sending you letters and calling. One, do not answer the phone. Two, if you're getting letters from collection agencies, you obviously got to make a change, and you have to send something in writing to them. Because usually what happens is defaulted accounts go with collection agencies, and they pass along that particular alleged debt to other collection agencies in or around your area, not always in state. Sometimes they're out of state, and sometimes they can pass on these alleged debts to three separate different, sometimes four collection agencies before it goes to the National Arbitration Forum and or a law firm. If you're receiving letters from a law firm and it's out of state, remember, in order for them to sue you, they have to have jurisdiction in your state. A lot of you don't realize that you get letters from outside law firms that have no business at all threatening or collecting on an alleged debt when they haven't even verified it, for starters, and then say they're going to sue you when they don't even have a bar card to do business in your state. They're hoping that when you receive the letters, you'll be scared enough, ignorant enough, that you will, in fact, settle the matter over the phone with them, because that's what they want. They don't want to go to court. They want easy, quick victories. They don't want people to be informed. They want you to be scared, and that's how the major – that's how they've been doing so well for so long because of that. So, Robbie, I wanted to ask you I know you have a totally separate show. I'm sure the financial people's financial situations always show up with questions regarding that. What does your audience ask you in terms of that?
Well, they do.
They want to know what's coming next, or they need to know what to do, or they want to know.
Well, by and large, they just want to find out how to protect themselves against, obviously a collapsing dollar, mm-hmm. more than anything else, preserve their current purchasing power at today's levels.
And for the general person, is the safest bet is gold still, correct? Or am I incorrect?
There's no question about that. That's mm-hmm. that. If you want to protect yourself against the dollar, gold is the only asset that you're able to do that with. I mean, even the smartest investor out there, Warren Buffett, was correct in 2005 when he announced to Berkshire Hathaway shareholders that he was going to bet against the dollar. Unfortunately mm-hmm. for Warren Buffett, had he bought gold in 2005, he would have had a lot of very happy Berkshire Hathaway shareholders.
Right.
He elected to play with foreign currencies, and he got burnt. He lost mm-hmm. $2 billion mm-hmm. as opposed to making $2 billion, because there's only one asset, a class, that is going to protect you against declining currencies, and that's gold. It's mm-hmm. no more complicated than that.
Right. Everybody, if you're looking to invest in gold, you can do so on the website Republic Trading. You can call for details if you want more information, but you should be able to go on the website and get all the information on investing in gold if you're having to have any money, for starters, to even do so. A lot of you out there that I'm hearing from are backed up against the wall. You're considering trying to sell your properties. I've had people, Robbie, that have tons of credit card debt, put up their assets to sell. They have buyers come in with money and a perfect credit score, the whole thing, and they go and try and sell their properties, and the banks won't construct the loan correctly for the person to get rid of their assets so they can pay off their credit card debts. So it creates like a double bind. I talked to John about a person I know out here who works in show business that got stuck into a situation and couldn't sell their house because of the bank situation. But right now, before we go on to that, I do have a caller from Ohio. Steve in Ohio, are you there? Go ahead, Steve.
Hello, James. I have a question to ask you. And Robbie, see what you – I wanted to get your opinion on this. Now, just mm-hmm. jumping a little bit into the future – I'm starting to hear a lot of these bigwigs talking about going to a cashless society. Mm-hmm. And what I'm thinking, That's the next phase after this whole bankruptcy deal that they passed.
We're already there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're already there.
Well, what I'm thinking is that now people, they have all these people in debt now, and if they go to that, then your employer's going to transfer your paycheck into the bank electronically, and the creditors are going to swipe that all out before you can even get the money. And I know a lot of these guys are merciless. They don't care if your family has to eat or not.
They got to get a court order before they can do
that. Yeah, they garnishment. They can't. Yeah, that's right. Robbie's right. They do. They can't just garnish your wages because they feel like it.
But if we do go to all cashless, even if they get a court order, you know, what are you going to do once they start that? There's going to be no place to get money or cash your check or anything. You're going to work. And you're going to all hand it all over to them until your debt's paid off. You see what I mean?
Well, you can go to one of those check cashing stores, and they can rip you off 30%.
Yeah, but they won't have no cash. It'll be all cashless.
Yeah. Well, look, it's been the dream of politicians for decades to move to a cashless society because obviously that's their theory in obviously combating what they refer to as the underground economy. And it's even gone through legislation in California because their argument is that undocumented workers are stealing billions of dollars away from California taxpayers because contractors pay them in cash and subsequently with no tax liabilities. So by moving to a cashless society, they believe that that's one way of obviously putting the kibosh on the contractors paying cash under the table, and it's also government officials have obviously, I mean, this is a reason under the guise of the war on drugs why they implemented the $10,000 cash reporting requirement. They knew full well that wasn't going to affect the drug dealers, because if drug dealers can ship in tons of drugs into the United States, they are surely deft enough to ship billions of dollars outside of the United States without getting detected. So under the guise of the war on drugs, they implemented the $10,000 cash reporting requirement. And now, obviously, that's been taken up by the Department of Homeland Security as obviously another tool in their quiver to fight quote unquote the boogeyman called terrorism.
Mm-hmm, so absolutely,
yeah, it's one of those things I wouldn't be at all surprised if someone's not working right now as we speak, and this is not futuristic. That at some point in time, you will not be able to withdraw anything out of your bank account unless you have a ID chip, either in a card form or whether it's implanted.
Absolutely. I know because we haven't talked about that a lot, Robbie, but you're exactly right.
Identity theft thing. You know,
right.
So they politicians use fear in large part through bogus means in order to obviously put the kibosh on the citizenry.
Well, I think there may be good reasons to go to that, some good reasons, but I think once they do, then we're all screwed. I think they have total control over us. So.
I don't think you should put that in the I think we already screwed. So.
I agree. I sort of agree with you there. So, okay, thank you, guys.
Steve, just yes. before you dash, mm-hmm. are you preparing for all this? Are you getting yourself prepared for the big changes?
Oh yeah, I think what you're telling people right now is the best advice in the world. I think to get out of debt now, get rid of it, and boy, I can
Absolutely.
See real problems in the future if you don't. So
All right, man.
I am preparing myself, and I listen to you every day and listen to your advice.
Good man. All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
All righty. Yeah, Robbie, I haven't really talked much about the chip thing. I mean, I talked about it with some filmmakers over here. I talked about it with Aaron, because a lot of people just don't think, as soon as I say even mention the possibility of that, most people look at me like, yeah, right, like they're going to really get away with that. And, you know, in the movie, they say they will coerce the public to wanting it. They'll want the ship themselves.
Of course, they'll sell it on the safety aspect. This is going to protect you from identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they have for many years now slowly been indoctrinating the public into the wonders of implanted chips. It started with your animals, they can find your lost animal. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, I think in Florida, it's been touted in order to protect your aging parents. You may be suffering from Alzheimer's, so that you know you'll have a chip in that will be able to detect whether or not they're having. So, in other words, they are saying that these chips are so advanced today that the chips could automatically call the emergency room when it detects that your aging parent is having an aneurysm.
So,
I mean, it all gets sold on how to protect you, how it's going to make you
do wonders
safer.
For you. It's going to be, it'll help you. We'll be able to monitor
your health.
And
then people will start putting chips in their children, so their children, if their children get lost, they'll be able to find where their children are by just simply going onto a website, and they'll be able to track their children.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. We survived a long time before this idiotic, moronic, insane idea of total, absolute control. These guys are doing this. I mean, I've spoken to lots of people individually about this, and they just can't even envision that would even happen. I'm like, I'm not going to put something in my body so I can be tracked around. And I said, well, you know, that's true, but just wait to see what they do, because I know they're going to set up scenarios so that people will be can't wait to get them. I think it's on Aaron's film. They interview this lady that's like flat out, oh, I just chip me right away. I don't feel safe and da 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 da. And I'm like, how does a person come to be that idiotic to think that there's any benefit for having some foreign object inside their body for some other entity to control your thoughts, your movement, what you pay for, how you survive, blah, blah. For everybody that's listening, there's nothing good there. Nothing. Everything that you're going to see on the tube, everything related to that, all the fear that they're going to coerce you into, it's all garbage. All of it. So, I mean, for me, the credit card thing tied in with the cashless society and getting the chip and all that stuff, I'm anxiously awaiting the circus act, which they're going to orchestrate to pull that off. And when everybody witnesses it, I hope you realize that it is being orchestrated. That is the plan. It is a lie. They're kind of coerce you into a corner. You make you so scared that you're going to want one of those things. But watch as it's going. You know, you control your own thoughts. Part of what you're doing here by addressing this show, Robbie's show, everybody else on this network, is you can get informed from a different perspective on how to handle yourself through the next year. Now, do you know anybody, or have you ever talked to anybody, Robbie, that actually has one of these? Implanted in them?
No.
I haven't either. I mean, I don't know where they are, because I know some people have volunteered for it. I would love to talk to those people and find out what in the world they were thinking about when they decided to do this, because I'm assuming that the entire medical industry is going to go through some kind of transformation to, you're not going to get your medicine if you don't have this. Type of thing. And then for those of the people that have health problems right now, they're going to want their meds and they're going to need, you know, whatever. They're going to go, well, I want to live, so I'll do it. You know? I think that's part of the thing they're
going
to do.
Well, it's a fear thing. You know, it's a reason why you can hear all these wannabe presidents outside of Ron Paul, of course. We have to throw that in. That are running on a platform that they are the only ones that can make you safe from terrorist attacks. They've somehow found something buried deep within the bowels of the Constitution that it's government's responsibility to protect you from the ills of the world. Which, by the way, in case somebody wants to waste time going through the Constitution, you ain't going to find it. It's not the job but the responsibility of the government to make you feel safe and cuddly and warm and protect you from the boogeyman.
Right.
That's
if you
why,
want to feel
that's
safe,
why they
people,
gave you
people?
Yeah, that's why they gave you the Second Amendment, so you can do it for yourself.
Mm-hmm. If you want to feel better, everybody, one of the first things you can start doing is shut off your TV. Shut it off. Do a media fast. I know some of you don't even understand what that is, but there's a lot of people I know that people I've been involved with prior to having this radio show that I would say, look, you know, they're all asking me these questions like, what are they going to do here? What are they going to do here? What about this? What about the chipping? What about the banking? I said, well, why don't you just take a media fast, unplug from everything, and come back in 2 weeks and tell me how you feel. And most people, when they unplug from the media – and they educate themselves through other sources other than those particular ways of getting information, their lives change drastically. I know a lot of people that have called in. They don't even watch TV. They threw their TV out. They just listen to this, and they read. And they're much better equipped to make better decisions. Look, feel good first, make good decisions. If you're watching the tube or going to the movies and watching all the social conditioning that's going on, you know, they want you to feel like crap. They want you to take their drugs every day that they see on the commercials. All of that's by design. And so you need to monitor all your intake of media. We'll be back in just a moment, right after these commercials.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Okay, we're back. We got a call, Robbie, from Ron. Go ahead, Ron. Ron, are you there?
To your dissertation or your discussion on the chipping And the chipping of animals has been around for quite a while. The vets and all that have been encouraging that. And the point that I wanted to make was they found that large masses of tissue are growing around these chips, so that a lot of these really prized pets and animals are developing this mass that when they cut it out, it's cancerous and tumors. And they find at the center of this mass is the chip. The body does not recognize that as normal material and tries to expel it, which they can't because it's so deep. And so they build this mass around it, which in effect becomes the tumor. That's all I got.
Interesting. Thanks. Thanks for letting us know. Yeah, I thought about that. When you have a foreign object in your body that was not designed to be there, how they're dealing with that. I don't know. Obviously, they're probably going to try and upgrade it so that it reacts the same way if you have an artificial heart. Or maybe they bypass it or do something or add some drug to it. I don't know how they're going to do it, but it's interesting that issue's come. Have you heard that before, Robbie?
Oh, sure. Well, it's a buildup of scar tissue. Anytime you have invasive surgery, obviously one of the problems with invasive surgery is you get buildup of scar tissue, which no medical doctor can do anything about. It's just what happens. So, but they're working on it.
I'm sure they're working on it for sure. I mean, I know that obviously they probably experimented with animals first, and I don't know how they sold all that. I mean, you can find your pet anywhere. Look, everybody, we found our pets way before these airheads who set up this sick thing that they're doing. We handled it before. We can handle it now. We can handle whatever it is that's going on in life without having to deal with getting chipped and all that nonsense, despite the coercion that they're going to try and do. I would suggest everybody think very clearly about making decisions that are going to affect your life financially right now. But the chipping thing, that hasn't, for most of us, that hasn't reached our neighborhoods yet, but it's coming. So all of you that are in a situation financially where you're in a bind right now, it's time, if you have unsecured debts, to say goodbye to them. You may call 888-213-7655. Please listen to the 12-minute overview on how to deal with that. If you want to listen to Brad Daly talk about the court mediation services, you may listen to the November 1st broadcast. He has some of his clients on there. John and I are talking to him. And we recently had him a couple weeks ago on our show as well. So you can look for that. Robbie, I want to thank you for coming on today and taking time out. By the way, in the next 5 to 6 months, where do you see the price of gold being? I know it's at its all-time highest now, but is it going to go up even more?
It'll be well over $1,000.
Well over $1,000.
Yeah, I mean, just to update folks, I mean, today's Black Friday. Financial markets in a complete meltdown. Dow's off, trading curves are in. Dow's off over 250 points. NASDAQ off almost 100. S&P off 33. Yeah, not a good day for Wall Street.
No, not a good day. So everybody that I know you listen to the show, you're sitting on the fence as what to do. You know what to do. There's plenty of information if you make a decision. I want to thank Robbie for coming on. I much appreciate it. John, hope you feel better soon if you're listening. And more news for everybody coming up after the weekend. Everybody have a good one. Thanks a lot, Robbie.
All right, brother. Thanks, James.
Take care.
With recent